Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Hall of Famer Charles Scott was humble and brilliant. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The first black scholarship athlete at UNC and the first true basketball star in the ACC was finally elected to and inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame. Why that award took more than 30 years after his playing career ended is a mystery that could lead to a lot of speculation. But when Scott stepped to the podium Friday night in Springfield, Massachusetts, he delivered a heartwarming and humble acceptance speech. He didn't say it's about time. He thanked all those who helped his difficult journey from an almost homeless teenager in Harlem to, of course, his second father and late mentor, Dean Smith. Scott's courage to break the color barrier for UNC athletes against steep odds and vulgar racism is far more noteworthy than anyone's mere accomplishments on the court. Yes, you have to be a great basketball player, but Scott was more. He didn't win any NCAA championships, but he did earn an Olympic gold medal in 1968 in the height of the civil rights strife. And he did win an NBA title with the Boston Celtics in 1976. Anyone who watched Scott play in person in the ACC of the 1960s knows he was by far the first transcendent talent in the league. And Scott was already in the College Basketball Hall of Fame before he got the Naismith call. His star was at least as bright in college as in pro ball. He had the greatest game in ACC tournament history with 40 points against Duke in 1969. 2 weeks later, he hit the buzzer beater against Davidson that sent the Tar Heels to their third straight Final Four. Lefty Driesell, who coached that Davidson team and later Maryland, was also inducted with Scott Friday night. Strangely, Driesell did not mention recruiting Charlie first before losing him to UNC, but Scott recognized Lefty as a lifelong friend to this day. Most of all, Charles said he was proud to be a black man who made a difficult decision but chose the right path. Great Scott should have been able to tell the Hall of Fame that a long time ago. This is Archansky. See ya.